So then you asked yourselves, isn't there something more to life?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, well, let me clue you in on something. There isn't.
She said looks aren't that important to her?
Dear Hazy B.
My God, I got a couple of words for you. You better get your act together.
You guys know the routine. People need help. It's very simple. We're yeah. here to give it to them.
That's right.
And Hazy B used to play Beer League, did you not?
I have in the past, yep.
Here's one for you then. You could chime in first. Noodles can follow up.
Sure.
Dear Hazy B, I play in a lower tier men's league on Fridays to play with a group of friends. Problem is, there are teams with try-hard 18 to 20-year-olds. After how many cross-checks to the back is it, in quotations, respectable to turn around and teach them a lesson? My C6 has had enough.
Well, this is where you have to read the room, all right? Because
what room?
I'll tell you the room. The room where you turn around and decide to teach a guy a lesson, and that 18-year-old 6'3", 220, and will beat you.
Stops you in a garbage can for fun.
So you need to consider a couple of things. Yes, your back is hurting. At some point, you got to send a message, because that is the worst part of it when guys come
They're out, everywhere, those guys.
They're the worst. The Beer League Warriors are the worst type of people. Because they think they're actually battling for something. Like, we're in the trenches. We're fighting for ice. No, we're not, dude. We're not wearing... We don't have chest protectors on, right? I'm not wearing elbow pads out here, right? We're just out here playing. We're trying to get a sweat up. So you got to make sure you pick a guy to send the message to that message will get through on. Because if you turn into a speed bag, that message was not sent.
No.
And that is my suggestion. If there's probably multiple guys out there, young guys trying to be heroes, make sure you pick the one you think you can at least get a draw on. Because if not, you're doing yourself a disservice.
The only thing I would say is the gentleman who wrote in, what if he's a moose? What if he's the guy who can, you know, and has been holding back? Like, maybe he's 6'4", 220, and is not shy to do it, but is saying, you know what, I don't want to embarrass these kids because I could stuff them in a garbage can. So if he's that tough and could do it and he's holding back, at some point you do have to send a message and go, this is what's going to happen if you continue to cross-check me in the back.
I think it begins with some stick work yourself.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, hack and whack, they don't come back.
Yes. Exactly. They want to give you one. Turn around, give them a two-hander, and see how they react.
Have you guys ever heard of the duck bill? Have you ever heard of this?
No.
So I was playing during the lockout in the English Pro League, the British National League. I went over there for like 2 months. And I got chirping with some guy in Manchester. The guy happened to be from Toronto. And he grabbed me by the back of the head, and he took the blade of his hockey stick, and he was choking me with it. And the ref was yelling, knock it off, knock it off. And one of the players on the bench goes, he gave you the duck bill. And I was like, I didn't even know what that means. I couldn't breathe.
Yeah, that's
and
ridiculous.
I remember is the guy was like 40 years old, and he was from Toronto, Ontario. I looked him up afterwards. His name was like Lou or something. I'll dig up his name.
Please do.
Apparently,
he was a penal league type.
He was choking me with the blade of his stick in the underneath my throat. And I gave him a good chop. Like, we were going to go at it.
Yeah, whatever preceded that, I'm sure, you know, you got to send a message at some point. But I've never heard of that move, dude.
That was
like
greasy.
How is that not a suspendable act? You're trying to choke
a guy out
with your stick.
He never got a penalty.
Yeah. I love that. So, the ref. Hey, knock it off.
Yeah, knock
Stop
it off. That's enough.
That guy.
That's enough.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hey, ZB, this one is very recent, and I think you might be around possibly something like this. Noodles, you as well.
All right.
Not around these parts. Dear Hazy B, how early is too early to fire up a snowblower? After a snowfall, my neighbor is outside ripping at 5:30 a.m., waking up half the subdivision. People on my street are fed up, and some are suggesting we tell them to shovel before 7 a.m. Is that offside? what do we do?
No, I don't think it is at all. I have encountered this many times, same situation. And the explanation is, I got to get to work, I got to get out of here, so I got to, what do you want me to do? You know, that's the explanation from whoever's got the snowblower. It's like, dude, I got to.
That doesn't even qualify for an explanation.
Me neither. I'm sorry. Like, listen, if I'm going on vacation and I got a 6 a.m. flight, I'm not mowing the lawn at 4 because I'm leaving. Yeah. Right? I'm not sitting there saying, what do you want me to do? I got to get out of here. I got to mow the lawn. Or the shovel can get you out. The shovel can get you out. I mean, how often is a snowfall going to hit to the point where it's impossible to leave? Yeah.
And if it is, you're probably not going to work anyway. Some extra oomph to it, the noise. Like, it's just it's a relentless noise.
And you know what? It still is time consuming. It is shorter than a shovel, but not always. Sometimes the gas goes out, you got to fill it back up, the oil, something goes wrong, it's tougher to maneuver. You know, if a snowblower is for, you're doing the whole thing. But if you're just getting your car out at 5:30, you don't need to do the whole thing. It is completely unacceptable in a society for a snowblower to be going off before 7 a.m.
I was just going to say 7 a.m.
Ridiculous.
I think it's 9 a.m.
On the weekends, it should be. The weekends, right. 9 a.m. There you go.
But a lot of people are on the move. Kids going to school and stuff. Like, everyone's up 7:30.
Yeah,
7,
I'll give you 7 on a weekday.
Yeah, it's got to be minimum 7.
5:30 is crazy.
Ridiculous.
Like, it's because some of those could be, they are hogs, dude. Like, they are
hogs.
Loud.
Sweat hogs.
Yeah, it's not acceptable.
Dear Hazy B, my wife is pregnant with our first, and she is due this summer. The annual boys' golf trip was just announced, and it happens to fall 4 days before our due date.
Oh.
Do I roll the dice and commit to the trip or bow out gracefully? By the way, Hazy B, I'm the defending champion.
Wow, this is what we're made for. But yeah, Noodles, we're all veterans in this.
You gotta bow
Noodles,
out.
What did you? That is not the attitude I want to hear. What did you just say?
You got to bow out, because if it's his first child, and God forbid the baby comes early and you're golfing.
Yeah, but what if the baby doodles comes 2 weeks late, 3 weeks late,
doesn't
and you're
matter.
Twiddling your thumbs and
doesn't
your boys
matter.
Are teeing it, and you're the defending champion?
Okay, so let me ask you this. I didn't see it in the tweet. How far away is the golf weekend? That is the King Daddy talk.
4 days.
If it's no. What I'm saying is it an hour and a half drive, or is it a 3 hour flight?
Right.
And you got to.
Kyle, let us know that, and maybe we can add
that
something.
That is important, Noodles. You're right.
That's
if these
important.
Guys are from Toronto and they're going to Cabot, then you can't do it, man. There's no way. You have to bow out.
Well, that's maybe his saying. Buddies can help him out this year and say, the trip is down the road this year. We're going to London,
or
Ontario.
How about pick a different date? Like, this is what I can't understand. I get how difficult it can
Dude,
be to
do you
wrangle
know how
guys.
Hard it is to get a date for
yes.
guys and dudes or anyone, girls,
totally.
To get together? It's just like everyone's like, oh, I can't go that weekend. Oh, okay.
I'm going through it right now. We're trying to orchestrate like a 20-guy trip. It's going to be ridiculous.
Oh, no way.
And there's the grenades being thrown in where it's like, well, what about this? Or I don't know about that. And it's just, and this is how guys, you'll come to blows, you know, like, how dare you suggest that? We had something else planned. So I get the logistics of it, but you have to bow out. And guess what that means? You're still the champ. When you roll back the next year, whoever is taking that belt, it's on an interim basis. It's like when the UFC, someone gets injured or someone leaves because of a contract dispute. That doesn't stop you from being a champ. It's too close. It's your first child. I'm a second child. You guys are third children. We know what it's like.
Right.
We're being honest. You get to a second, third, fourth, you know, it can take on a bit of a different complexion. Not that you don't love the children equally, of course. But first kid, come on. Within 4 days, not enough buffer. Bow out. Be the champ.
Dear Hazy B, I'm hosting a Super Bowl party and just learned that two of the guys coming secretly hate each other's guts. Last time they were together, they got in a fist fight over a Leafs take. Maybe it was me and Jonas and his cronies. Neither knows the other one is coming. I like them both and want them to attend. What should I do?
Wow. The idea of coming to blows over a Leafs take is exactly why you addressed the nation 2 hours and 40 minutes ago.
Exactly.
You know, like, it's, I'm
I'll
assuming.
I'll go first. I think it's an email saying, guys, grow up. You guys were in a fist fight over a Leafs take. Life's too short. And if you can't act like adults when you come over, I'm telling you both to get the hell out of here. It's very simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. That you have to let them both know that both of them are invited. And if there is maybe some blowback or pushback, one of them goes, I'm not coming because of that jackass, or vice versa.
Or
if
Noodles, they both... you meet them for lunch. You meet one for lunch and the other doesn't know the other guy's coming, and you say, you two sort this out, and you leave the restaurant and say, because you're not coming over to my house if you're in the state that you're
in. Yeah, it has to be dealt with prior to the party. Like, flat out, you just say, you guys, if you show up and you act up, like, you're both out. I feel like there has to be communication well before the party that they know both of them are invited and both of them potentially could be there.
Yeah, I think if we're being honest here, there's one of the two guys who is more radioactive. You know, there's probably one guy you got to have your eye on a little bit closer.
Hothead.
Yeah, it's like this guy is the one that escalated it because the other guy disagreed that, you know, Willie should be on the power play. And then
one of them's going to drink boxing gloves too, like just heavy pours of some scotch or something and just get fired up.
And that's the concern. But if they're buddies and you want them there, it's simple. You got to have that chat. You got to say, you got to give a heads up beforehand, right? Like, hey, just so you know, like, this is, if you want to come, which I'd love to have you here, Gary's coming, you know, Daryl's going to be there, whatever. And that's that. I mean, it's that. Yeah. You got to be honest with them. And then if they don't want to come, so be it. You still got a great party. Those other people that'll show up. It's all good.
Hazy B, high school, right through college, you probably got kicked to the curb numerous times. You could possibly help here.
Okay.
Dear Hazy B, is 2 years long enough to try to rekindle an old flame with an ex you haven't had any communications? ? Offside? ?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I'll be honest. 2 years without any communication. There's nothing wrong with floating out a, hey, what's up? You know, how are you?
Yeah, but.
But, like, asking for to go, like, right back to, do you want to have a drink this weekend or do you want to get together for coffee? Like, but that just seems a little bit much.
Why not?
Context, like, how did it end?
Yes.
Did you ghost her? Like,
is she engaged now and you're trying to float back in and mow lawns? I mean, there's a lot of context that's missing.
Like, there's, I want to know how it ended so you could give some context and go, I mean, if it didn't, it was amicable and you guys just went your way, there's nothing wrong with reaching out saying, hey, how you doing?
Absolutely, all day.
If you dropped her off at the house and never, like, drove away and never accepted a text or a call again and just said goodbye, that's a tough text or call to reach out.
If it was a ghosting 2 years ago and then you float out the, you know, what's up.
How you been doing?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of response you can ask for. There's nothing wrong with a check-in or whatever, but it sounds like this guy has probably been in love with this woman for 2 years, and now it's, you know, he's trying to circle back. And, hey, go for it. Shoot your shot. But if it's completely out of nowhere, I don't know, man.
I think it might be a little bit too long, but shoot your shot. Just see what happens. Maybe she's been thinking about you the whole time.
It's possible.
We've got to get to this one quickly.
All right.
Dear Hazy B, girlfriend of 5+ years, father has been all over me about coming with him and his buddies to the golf trip this summer. We get along great and had previously said I would definitely be interested in coming along. This is kind of sad. Problem is, I'm not feeling so great about our relationship and could definitely see me and her not making it to the summer. Trip needs to be booked next week. What's the play here? ? Hazy B.
I think it's a shoot deployment. I think if you already know it's not making it to the summer, it's not making it to the summer. You know, let's call it what it is. If you're putting a timeline already, then the fact is, yes, you're going out one last hurrah, but you kind of just got to rip a Band-Aid off at some point. You know, like, you've already made up your mind. You don't need to go on a trip. You know, as cool as it might be, as great as the father-in-law might be.
Yeah, awkward.
It's already awkward.
And by the way,
it's already been deployed. You're out.
Wally, this guy's name's Wally. You can't do this. You can't break up with your girlfriend and then ask the dad if he can still go.
No,
because she'll want to kill her own dad.
Of course not.
Because the dad's going to say, yeah, sure, just don't tell anybody, whatever. Just drop it. Drop everything.
You're
done.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
I agree.
It's tough.
I agree.
It's tough.
All right. Well, yeah, I think we helped a lot of people today. I always feel good at this time.
Me too, man. I feel like good. Dr. Phil.
Yeah. Like, we're not qualified to do any of this.
None.
But
at all.
We feel good about ourselves, right? Like, yeah. Dr. Phil, I don't know what the hell his credentials are.
He just got on TV. He's just a guy from South Carolina that just has a mustache and wheels on TV.
Right.
But he's not a real doctor, is he? Is he a psychologist? I'm sure he is.
Dude, does anyone actually know?
That guy gets all up in people's business. He has no business doing the stuff that he does.
He's pretty he's pretty heroic. I will say that.
Oh, God.
Dude, he just picked up on Oprah shrapnel. Like, Oprah was so big. You got on Oprah's
show.
This guy's
intrusive, man. He gets right up in your underpants, knocks on your door with a camera, and just surprises people.
It's ridiculous.
What was that guy's name? That To Catch a Predator. What was that guy's name?
Chris Hansen.
John Walsh.
John Walsh was America's Most Wanted. Oh. Chris Hansen was the To Catch a Predator. And
that guy got himself into some trouble.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Well, he got caught.
No, he didn't.
Yes, not for what he's been like. I think he got caught cheating or something. Somebody walked up to him on the beach when he was somebody else, and like, "Hey, Chris Hansen." He was like, and he got round. I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
I don't
want
to speak out of turn, but I'm pretty sure that he got kind of like
he got out of for doing something he should not illegal like actually.
No, not
you know,
that
like
To Catch a Predator.
Predators,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
But.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it was a cheating scandal, yikes. I believe. I don't want to speak on
that one. That would be, man, the tables can turn quickly, can't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Chris Hansen. All right, there you go. Dear Hazy B. Best Bets brought to you by FanDuel coming up. Leafs in action tonight. Raptors in action tonight. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 2.